Praise the Lord. Well, are we having a good time yet? Amen. Amen. I am. I don't know about you. You know, as we look at the service today, I am thinking about what is the key to success with God? Or what is the key to success in the natural? And you know, as I begin to look into the Word of God and I begin to look at this thing, you know, the key to success is faithfulness. Faithfulness. You know, a lot of people want promotions and so forth, the question is, why are some people getting promoted and others are not? But, you know, promotion is not accidental. Faithfulness. How can you recognize faithfulness? Now, actually, Ed Cole said the ingredients of faithfulness are dependability, loyalty, submission. That's a good explanation, I believe. And actually, it's a great explanation of God himself. He is dependable to do what he promised. Anybody agree with that one? He's loyal to his children. And he's submitted to making the word come to pass in our lives. And he is as faithful to this generation as he has been to the generations that have gone by. Look at Psalms 119:90. I'll give y'all a chance to turn there in the Bible on your device, whichever one you have. Okay. Your faithfulness endures to all generations. You establish the earth and it abides. God is always faithful to every generation and to every individual. Look at Deuteronomy 7:9 now. Deuteronomy 7:9. That's in the Old Testament. Deuteronomy is the fifth book of the Pentateuch. It is a, Moses probably wrote it, and it is a synopsis of the other four books: Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers. I give y'all a little bibliology course there for just a minute. I learned all that years and years ago. Okay, Deuteronomy 7:9. Therefore, know that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and mercy for 1,000 generations with those who love him and keep his commandments. You see, God will do things for you because of your faithfulness. And because of his faithfulness. God is faithful even when you're not faithful. He's always faithful to perform his word. Now look here at 2 Timothy 2:13. 2 Timothy 2:13. It says here, if we are faithless, he remains faithful. In the NLT, it says, if we are unfaithful, he remains faithful. God is faithful to perform his promises no matter what. Now, Hebrews 10:23 says, I'm getting ahead of myself here. I'll let you turn there. Most of you know what it says anyway. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. You know, sometimes we don't value faithfulness as we should. You know, back here I said the words for faithful is dependable, loyal, and submission. You know, as in playing ball, I've had coaches say to me, Hagin, I can depend on you. You're faithful to execute whatever I ask with the best of your ability. Now, your ability may not be as good as somebody else, but you are dependable. I can depend on you. And you know, sometimes we need to ask ourselves the question, can God depend on me? Come on. We need to ask ourselves the question in the natural. Can people, can my job, can my employer, can people depend on me? You know, I like, when I minister, I like to have a message that not only will help you in the spiritual side, but will help you in the natural side. Because I have found out that the same principles that make you a success in the natural will be the same principles that will make you a success in the spiritual side. Hello. You want to be a success in the natural, you got to do some things that you don't want to do. I guarantee you, all of you don't want to get up at 6 o'clock and get ready to be to work at 8 o'clock every morning. Am I right or wrong? Hello. And we always don't like to sit down and read the word, but we have to make ourselves do it. You make yourself get up, you make yourself go to work, right? You do the same thing in the spiritual. You know, people are excited to hear a good success story, but there is no success story without faithfulness. Without dependability, without being loyal, without being submissive. You know, a lot of people talk about that they're submitted. Let me tell you a little secret. You are never submitted until you do something that you don't want to do because the person is asking you to do it. Then you're submitted. Up until then, you're just agreeing with everything. Come on now. You find out how submitted you are when they ask you to do something that you really don't want to do. You know, I was associate pastor with my father-in-law. Ken, go in there and take that urinal off of the wall and clean that trap out because it's all messed up. In fact, just put a new one on. I didn't want to do that. Don't sit there and look at me. You wouldn't want to do it either. It's not a very fun job. Ask Brother Greg Wicks. Where's Brother Greg? He's here somewhere. He's a plumber. He can tell you that. Huh? Where's Greg at? Oh, that's not a fun job, is it, Greg? What? You don't want to do it either. But you see, you have to become submitted. That's part of being faithful. I'm going to be open, what's the other? Transparent this morning. Do you understand that not any of these preachers always want to get up here and preach when it's our time to preach. Don't look at me like that. It's the truth. I mean, hey, we're no different than you. How many times have you been, you know, you got to do something, but you really don't want to. Come on now. Be honest. You know, I say that. Oh, you should never say that. You're the pastor. Well, hey, the thing about it is, y'all need to understand something. Just because we stand up here doesn't make us not human. We're human just like you are. But you know what? That's what I was called to do. That's what I submitted myself to do when I said yes to the call. So if I'm going to say yes to the call, then I'm going to be faithful to execute the duties of that call. That's why I tell people all the time, if you're going to work for somebody and they require certain things, then if you're going to accept their paycheck, then be faithful to do what you're supposed to do. And don't gripe about it. You know, it's been years ago because I'm not involved in hiring and all that stuff anymore. So, it used to just be me with Rhema. One guy was griping one day and griping and griping and going on. I looked at him and I said, listen, that's what the job is. That's what the job prays. If you don't like it, don't let that door hit your backside as you go out. I told it just like that. But hey, that's what the job is. Then be faithful to the job. Be faithful to the call of God. You ask Shekinah. It's not fun traveling all the time. But that's the call. And they've been faithful to the call. And God has blessed them because of it. You people are praying, oh, bless me, bless me. Hey, if you want to get blessed, then you be faithful to get involved somewhere where God can use you. Then you can be blessed and you can find promotion. I don't mean this wrongly, but there was a lot of people that went to Rhema school with them that oh, man, I sure would like to be in the ministry like you are. Yeah, they would, but they're not willing to pay the price that they paid to get there. Somebody say to one of these Rhema directors, oh, I'd like to be over at Rhema school. Yeah, you would. But are you willing to do what they did and pay the price and be faithful to be there in the thick and the thin and the good and the bad? Come on. The same thing applies in the natural as well as in the spiritual areas. You know, the world wants to hear a big success story. They like to go to the seminars. But you don't hear very much about faithfulness, being loyal, being dependable, loyal to those that have helped. You know, I've helped a lot of people. And then they turn around and stab you in the back. Don't look at me like that. I'm being completely honest and transparent this morning, but I want to get across to you what is important in this world and in this life, spiritually and naturally, is being faithful, being dependable, being loyal. Kent Crockett said, God isn't interested in us being famous in the world's eyes, but in us being faithful in his eyes. Can you ask yourself the question, am I faithful? And that means, am I dependable? Am I loyal? Am I submitted? Can I be dependent to be there and be in the choir? Can I be depended on to be out there directing traffic? Can I be depended on to be out back there working with the kids? Come on. Can I be depended on to be there with my red shirt on? Usher it. How many times through the years as pastor get a call? Oh, we're just too tired today. We're not going to be there. Now it's 30 minutes before time. Now you got to find a replacement or do it yourself. Been there and done that too. When I was associate pastor, they had called me. Oh, I can't. I'm just too tired to make it, although I saw them at the ball game. Come on now. There's no dependability there. As an associate pastor talking with my father-in-law about getting people to do things, he said, find the busiest people in the church and give them another job because they'll get it done. I've heard many pastors say that. Boy, y'all are quiet. I hope that means you haven't cut me off, but that you're thinking very seriously about what I'm talking about. I want us to look at Luke 16. Luke 16. I'm going to read it in the New King James, then I'm going to go read the NLT. 16, verse 10 through 12. He who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much. And he who is unjust in what is least is unjust in much. Therefore, if you have not been faithful in the righteous manner, who will commit your trust to the true riches? And if you have not been faithful in another man's, who will give you what your own? Now, as we read these, then I'm going to go into, I believe there's three things here that will help us recognize faithfulness. Let's read it in NLT. It gives us a little better understanding. If you're faithful in the little things, you'll be faithful in the large ones. But if you're dishonest in little things, you won't be honest with greater responsibilities. And if you're untrustworthy about worldly wealth, who will trust you with the true riches of heaven? And if you're not faithful with other people's things, why should you be trusted with things of your own? Those are pretty stiff words. But you know what? Most of us that grew up have heard our parents say to us, I can't give you that because I can't trust you. Or I can't let you do that because I can't trust you. What are they basing their observation and their statements on? How you have been with other things? Whoa. See, I believe that God determines faithfulness by the three things. And then he rewards for that. In verse 10, if you're faithful in the little things, then God can give you much. You know, I have just tried to be faithful wherever God has put me all the years. You know, worked with my father-in-law for 6 years. Then I came to work with this ministry. And I worked here for 31 years, just doing what I was told to do. Still do what I'm told to do. No, but I mean, as associate pastor, my father-in-law, I didn't always think that it ought to be done that way, but he said that's the way he wanted it done, so I made it happen. Well, I worked for my dad. That's what he wanted. I made it happen. I wouldn't have done it that way. I don't think it would have, I think it could have been better done another way. But because I am under his authority and he gives me a job to do, then I'm going to be faithful in that job. And because I was faithful in those things, I'm here today. I put tire on roofs. I fixed bathrooms. I built Sunday school rooms and laid carpet and dug ditches and mowed grass. But that's what I just was faithful in what I was told to do. Man, I got hired. I'm associate pastor. 1967. And so we was at church on Sunday morning and everybody, you know, introduced and everything. So he said, okay, in the morning, be at my house at 8 o'clock with your work clothes on. I said, okay. So I was over at his house. He said, follow me. So we drove about an hour and a half to a lake house. And sitting in there was a barge about 32 feet long. Pontoon barge that he had built for the church, and the youth had activities and the men's fellowship and everybody. He said, all right. He started getting, he said, help me get these tools out. And he got out this big grinder, had a hand in here and here. He said, now, you know how to use this? I said, well, I've seen Chunky and them use it. I said, okay. He said, here. He made three deals. He said, take these pontoons all the way down to the bare metal. When you get that done, you can come back. Well, it was in the afternoon by the time I got done, and I went back, you know. And so the next day, he said, okay. We went down there again. He got everything hooked up, and he said, here's the way you put on a undercoat. Psh, 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 psh. And that was it. He said, okay, now you do it. And took me a couple of days doing that because he said, if it starts to run, you got to stop, wipe it off, sand it down, and redo it. Oh. So that went on for about a week until we got that whole thing painted. That was my first job as associate pastor. But if I wouldn't have been submitted, I'm talking about submission, I'm talking about dependability, I'm talking about loyalty. If I hadn't have been, I wouldn't be here today. Some of you, even in the natural, you need to just settle in where you are and begin to grit your teeth and do what you got to do, and it'll pay off in the long run. And I tell you, it'll pay off with God because God promotes faithfulness. Another thing is here, if you're faithful in another man's goods, then God can give you your own. Everybody praying for this and that. Lord, bless me. Give me this. Give me that. Well, have you been faithful to take care of somebody else's stuff? Especially the house of God. Because the word of God says, take care of my house, I'll take care of yours. Doesn't it? I mean, that would be our translation of it. Come on. Oh, this is a good preaching, Pastor. Go ahead. I believe I will. Thank you. You don't inspire me, I inspire myself. For y'all that don't know it, this is really good pastoral preaching this morning. Then it says here, if you're faithful with this world's good, then God can entrust you with riches from heaven. You know, you're not going to trust somebody with something that you don't know if they'll be loyal to you or not. Faithfulness is, I believe, an inner part of a person's character. You don't see faithfulness, you see the results of faithfulness. It's like the wind. Hey, is the wind blowing? Yeah. Yeah, I see it. No, you didn't see the wind. You looked out and you saw the trees blowing and some trash is blowing down the street. And so you said the wind was blowing. But you didn't see the wind. You saw the results of the wind. Hello? See, faithfulness is an inner quality. It's a person's attitudes. It's a person's words. It's a person's actions. You know, I've already told you, you should ask yourself, am I being faithful to God? Have I got the right attitude? You may be where God's got you, but your attitude may stink. So I like the little boy that the teacher stood him up in the corner. So I may be standing up on the outside, but I'm sitting down on the inside. That's an attitude. You know, you can see people that are working in a job. They're doing it, but you can tell their attitude is horrible and their words are complaining all the time. And the action is they just do a sloppy job just to get it done, whether it's correct or not. That's not faithfulness. That's unfaithfulness. You know, Ed Cole says again, be faithful in that which is another man's to prove yourself worthy of having your own. You know, you may be very talented. I've run into real talented people. But their talent was no value to them because they weren't faithful. They couldn't be depended on it. They weren't submitted. See, look at yourself in the mirror and say, am I being faithful where God's got me? You know, let's look at this. Faithfulness brings promotion. 2 Timothy 2:2. These are the last few things, he rewards people who are faithful. Faithfulness brings promotion. 2 Timothy 2:2. And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit them to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. He instructed Timothy here to commit this stuff to faithful people and able people. Now, in the dictionary, ability comes before faithfulness. But in the kingdom of God, faithfulness becomes before ability. You know, I can teach somebody to do something, but I can't make them be faithful. I mean, I didn't know we building that. Dad Tipton took me in there. I called him Brother Tipton when I was around the church people because that was honoring him. Other times, I just called him Dad Tipton. See, that's another thing. You need to learn when to honor somebody for who they are and when just to be on a friendly turn. Even in families. I mean, when I was working for Dad and for my father-in-law, I always honored them for who they were on the job. Now, when we were at home, are we eating? I mean, it was son and father and father-in-law. But when we're working together, no, they're the head. That might help some of you if you're in family business. It's the way it has to operate. Won't operate otherwise. So he took me in there and he said, okay, this is the way you know, back, we were building a corner for the sheetrock, and we're doing it with two befores, and he showed me how to build a corner. I didn't know how to build no corner. He showed me how to build, he did one corner. He said, okay, and then how to put a two before in there through the header and the footer down there. He said, okay, I build the corner, and then I want them on 16-inch centers, and you get down here to this corner, build another corner. And so he left. Well, I went to work. You know, I didn't have the talent. I didn't know how to do that, but he showed me how, so I started doing it. You see, I could be faithful even though I didn't have the talent for that. Now I learned something about building. I didn't know at that particular time, learning about building and roofs and different things, that I'd be where I am today. Charlie used to get so disgusted with me. We'd be building something and he could have it all finished, but just one or two little bitty things that didn't really amount to a whole lot. And I won't be in the room in 30 seconds. I said, what about that? What about that? He'd just shake his head and say, man, you know, there it was almost, it's just little thing. Didn't amount to a hill of bean. But because of working and building those Sunday school rooms and all of that, I learned to do that. Somebody else walk in there, they wouldn't see it at all. See, I don't care how much talent you got, if you're not faithful and loyal and dependable, you know, you're not any good in the natural or in the spiritual. Anytime I stepped across the lines on a football field, baseball field, track, our basketball court, I gave it everything I got. I was there. I was dependable. You could depend on me. Unfaithful people are undependable. You don't know whether they're going to be there or not. God will not promote you from your present position until you're overqualified for it. That's what Dave Duell said. Let me give you a little story. A guy by the name of George Bowles worked faithfully for years at the front desk in a small hotel. One day, an elderly couple came into the lobby and asked for a place to stay. Every room in the hotel was taken. Every room in the town was taken. Realizing this elderly couple had nowhere to sleep, he offered them his own room. Although they were reluctant to accept his offer, they eventually did because he kept insisting. The next morning when the couple was checking out, the elderly man said to George, you're the kind of man who should be managing the best hotel in the country. Someday I'm going to build that hotel and let you manage it. Several years later, he received a letter in the mail. It contained a round-trip ticket and a note from the man to whom he had given his room 2 years before. Excuse me. The man invited George to visit him in New York City. When Bolt arrived in New York, the gentleman took him to a downtown corner where a huge building stood. George, this is the hotel I built for you to manage. Bolt stared in amazement at this glorious structure. The hotel was the Waldorf Astoria. The elderly man was William Waldorf Astor, one of the wealthiest men in the country. Bolt's faithfulness in managing a small hotel had prepared him to manage one of the most magnificent hotels this country's ever seen. Faithfulness will bring promotion. Faithfulness will bring provision. Proverbs 28:20. A faithful man will abound with blessing, but he who hastens to be rich will not go unpunished. I want to read that in NLT. NLT, it's better. The trustworthy person will get a rich reward, but the person who wants quick riches will get into trouble. You know, we must not forget that God is faithful. And he helps those and gives provision to those that are faithful. He said that he, if you're faithful, he'd provide for us abundantly above all we could ask or think, according to the riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Then faithfulness brings preservation. Psalms 31, 23. Oh, love the Lord with all you saints, for the Lord preserves the faithful and fully repays the proud person. 2 Thessalonians 3:3. But the Lord is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one. You know, today there may be many times when you feel like that your faithfulness and what you're doing isn't getting you anywhere. But remember, that's not so. Because God is ever watching faithfulness, and he will reward faithfulness. Psalms 37:3 says, trust in the Lord and do good, dwell in the land and feed on faithfulness. You know, this gives us four actions right here in that verse. Be faithful to trust the Lord. Be faithful to do good where you're at. Be faithful to stay where God has got you. Dwell in the land, it says. Stay there. And remind yourself that God is faithful to the promises that he has made. Say it with me. Faithfulness is the key to success with God and in the natural. Heavenly Father, I talked to these people for a few moments today about some things that I feel that are very important for us in the kingdom. Help us, Father, to understand what faithfulness really is, what it brings to us, what it accomplishes for us through you. I pray that each individual would have received from what we have said today. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Bow your heads with me for just a moment. I never like to have a service that I don't give an opportunity for somebody to find Jesus, because he's always faithful to forgive you of your sin and bring you into the family of God. Also, you may be here and you may know what it is to be faithful to God, but you haven't been faithful and you're not where you're supposed to be, and you need to just rededicate your life. Anybody on any one of those invitations, let me see your hand anywhere in the room. I want to pray with you. I want to pray for you upstairs, downstairs, anywhere in the room. You need Jesus. You need to rededicate your life. There's a hand over here. Thank you. The hand over on the other side. Thank you. Thank you. Praise the Lord. We believe in being filled with the Holy Spirit around here. I'm not talking about church creed or doctrine. I'm talking about the Bible says. The Bible says they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with tongues. The Spirit gave them utterance. And you'd say, I'd like to receive that special gift of the Holy Spirit today. Let me see your hand. Anybody in the room? Anywhere in the hand. Raise your hand anywhere. Everybody stand, please. If you raised your hand, and there was two or three that raised their hand, if you raise your hand, should have raised your hand, wanted to raise your hand, I want you to step out in the aisle and meet me right down here at the front right now. Come on. From the balcony, the ushers will help you get down here. If you raised your hand, I think there's three people I know raised their hand. If you didn't raise your hand and you wanted to, come on. Come on. If you should have raised your hand, come on. Come on down right here. God bless you. Bless you, buddy. Praise the Lord right here, man. Just stand behind her. Stand right here. Y'all just stand here together. God bless you, buddy. Bless you. Come on. There's others. Come on. Come on. I'm going to wait on you. Come on right now. Come on right now. I'm waiting on you. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to wait just a minute. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hey, you that are standing here, I got a little book called new birth in him. And why tongues? Talking about the Holy Spirit. This talks about the new birth. This talks about who you are in Christ. If I held them out here and said, I'm going to give them to you, what do you got to do to get them? You got them. They're yours. You're going to get some of those just like them in just a minute. That's just an exercise I did. I can give you a book, but I can't give you the spiritual thing that you come to receive. Okay? Just like you reach a hand out, I want you to reach one hand toward heaven just like that. Congregation, reach your hands toward them as I pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for each of these that have come today. I thank you that every spiritual need in their life will be met today. Salvation, rededication, no-so experience with you, infilling of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Put your hands down and look at me. I want you to go to a special place of prayer where you can be prayed with individually and in depth, give them some books. And we call it a prayer room right now, but every Sunday morning at 9:30, it becomes a classroom called Turning Point. And you say, well, what's that? Well, it's just a few classes get your life turned on to God or back on to God for a few classes. And it starts at 9 o'clock next Sunday. I'd like to see you there. This is Greg right here. Would you just follow him to that place there? You can go with her. You came. She go with her. You brought her. You go with her. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Give them a hand as they go. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, did you get anything out of what I said today? Put it to good use. Amen. Praise God. Well, connection team, go find those first-time guests, please, and take them to the connection room so you can get a special gift that we put together for you. We're so glad to have you with us. Like we said, if you're looking for a church home, hey, you found it right here. Just come on and be with us. Staff, go to the doors. Praise the Lord. We sing a chorus to dismiss around here. Where am I? I'm going west today. I wondered where I was going. That's where everybody's at. If you want to see any of us, that's where we'll be. Tonight, 6 o'clock, be here. Wednesday night, Hour of Power, 7 to 8. Next Sunday morning, right here. Praise God. Glory to God. Be faithful in whatever you do, wherever you're at. But especially be faithful to the things of God, because He wants to bless you. And He can't bless you without you being faithful. Praise God. All right, we'll see you. Hey, don't forget all the announcements. They're good. Hey, and remember, start signing up to go to the baseball game. It's going to be fun. God bless. Let's sing.
Come on, declare.